The summer meeting for the American cotton producers was held in Little Rock, Arkansas last week. Nathan Reed, chairman of the American Cotton Producers of the National Cotton Council, details the key agenda items that were covered during the meeting. One highlight was an update from U.S. Senator John Boozman, Republican, Arkansas, who is the ranking member of the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry, who shared details about the work being done on the upcoming farm bill proposed for next year.
The American Cotton Producers is an organization within the National Cotton Council. It is the interest organization for cotton farmers in America. We had our summer meeting in Little Rock, Arkansas. Senator Bose was kind of the highlight. He zoomed in. He's the ranking member of the Agricultural Committee. Talked about maybe hopefully getting a farm bill written next year. Every American Cotton Producers meeting, we have a cotton economic report from our economist at National Cotton Council. We had Harrison Pittman from the National Agricultural Law Center come and speak on the re-registration of pesticides and registration of new crop protection products. There's some language out there where the EPA would have to approve of any new registrants and even re-registration of older chemicals with the Endangered Species Act. Some new barriers that are being proposed for crop protectants, which could be detrimental to farmers. Another labor is always an issue. H-2A visas, bringing in foreign labor, has become something that farmers have been forced to do because of the lack of help in a lot of places. The National Cotton Council has a political action committee, a cotton action committee. We've had a good year raising funds for that. These political action committees are very instrumental, especially this is a mid-year election term. We're going to have lots of new members of Congress. Political action committee is very important to be able to educate these new members in Congress and sit down and have a discussion about why the farm bill is so important and a substantial safety net for American farmers.